This is WBAA. I'm Greg Kostrapa. This Saturday evening at 7:30 at the Long Center, the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra teams up with Kentucky Opera for a performance of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. Nick Palmer's conductor and music director of the LSO, here to talk about the production this weekend. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Greg. Always a pleasure.
The Long Center stage isn't terribly big. How do you do an opera there?
Well, we have to be very creative, and we move way back in the stage. And for this one in particular, it's less of an issue since it's a smaller orchestra. It's a classical-sized orchestra, so we don't have the low brass and percussion and all of that that we did last year. So we move back, and we give the singers as much room as we possibly can for them to come on and off. And it's worked fine. You know, it's a little tight, but everybody makes do and adjusts.
There are no sets, though, right? So that is one extra element of space that you don't have to deal with.
It is. And contrary to what we did last year, this year we have costumes and makeup and all of that. So the only thing that isn't there that you would see if you were to go to the Metropolitan Opera or any big opera house to see an opera is the set. And we kind of like it that way because it gives the audience an opportunity to watch the orchestra and how they interact with the singers. And I think it works really, really well. We have great costumes as well that are period costumes. And that adds another element.
It's your fourth production with Kentucky Opera, and you keep coming back with it. So there must be an interest here in Lafayette for opera that hadn't been fulfilled until this point.
That's correct. And I think part of it is we're so fortunate to get singers at a very high artistic level. The company every year that we do another collaboration gets better and better singers. And that's because these singers are involved in the major productions that Kentucky Opera does. And they can attract higher and higher quality singers when they tell them you're going to be performing a lead role in a major opera with at least one orchestra. And so we've seen the level go up and up and up. And I think that the audience really appreciates the youthful talent that we bring. They also appreciate the fact that we do staging and costuming. It's just a great way to see an opera. You have the surtitles. You can understand the story and the fact that we're faithful to the original language, that we do the opera in Italian. We have a fairly sophisticated population in this area, too, and there are a lot of people that love opera, and this is one of the only opportunities they have to see it right here in the Lafayette area.
Now, let's talk about this opera per se, The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. It's a favorite along the lines of other favorites, but this is one of those in which nobody dies.
That's right, and Mozart just does an amazing job with the simplicity of the style of music that he composes in. You know, there's not all kinds of complicated chords and harmonies and melodies and all that. Just within his palette that he's able to draw such vibrant and living characters. Each one of the characters is very, very complex. From the Countess, who in The Barber of Seville was just a young girl that the Count happened to meet and start serenading by guitar. Well, now she's a fully developed, very complex character. And to have all of these different characters interacting, the Countess and then Susanna, her maid, and Figaro, who is also in The Barber of Seville. So there's so many great characters. There's so many great interactions. The storyline is fresh, exciting, vibrant. There's never a dull moment, and it leaves you guessing until the very end as to what's going to happen, what the outcome will be.
Let's talk a quick bit about the plot of the opera. What happens?
Well, it's about the marriage of Figaro, basically. Figaro is going to be married to Susanna, and they both are servants working for the Count and the Countess. But there's all kinds of intrigue that happens to delay the marriage and make the plot thicken throughout. There's the Count has a little bit of a crush on Susanna, who is to be Figaro's wife. And there is Cherubino, and this is, they call it a trouser role in the opera world. It's the role of a young boy that's performed by a woman, in this case, a mezzo-soprano. Cherubino is in love with all the women on stage and is, you know, around 15 and is supposed to go off to war. And so there's a lot of march music associated with Cherubino, but Cherubino is a central character in all the comic action. And then there's the search for Figaro's parents, which is another aspect of the show. So there's many different plot developments and, you know, little tributaries that go off and crazy directions that all come back together at the very end.
Now, let's talk about the singers for a minute. Are they all from Kentucky Opera?
No. The majority of the leads are from Kentucky Opera. And then we have two terrific young performers from this area, Ted Fondack, who is going to be performing the part of Antonio the Gardener, which is a great comic role. And then Kelly Balmaceda, who is performing the role of Barbarina, who is the gardener's daughter, and is very important in the action as well. So we have some great local talent featured in addition to our soloists from Kentucky Opera.
Nick Palmer, director of the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra, thanks so much.
Thank you, Greg. Always a pleasure.
The Lafayette Symphony Orchestra teaming up with Kentucky Opera and a couple of local soloists as well in The Marriage of Figaro, Saturday evening at 7:30 at the Long Center in downtown Lafayette. Ticket information is at lafayettesymphony.org. For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.